The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon in October 2007. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email at theextramile2007@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the Extra Mile Podcast. In this episode, we will hear from a couple of people we've heard from before with their updates for their training. We'll also hear from a couple of newbies. I always love getting updates from new people. I will also try to track down Crazy John, see if he can help us out with a training question. And at the end, I'm going to ask you all for a little bit of help with a special question about this podcast. So stick around. I'm out on a gorgeous lunchtime 6 mile run today, and I've been listening to the latest episode of Nigel's other great podcast, Running from the Reaper, where he mentions he's only 4 weeks away from his worldwide half race. I don't know if anybody else was thinking like that, but I'm thinking 4 weeks. Holy crap. We're getting close. By the time this gets posted, it will probably be less than 3 weeks. My wife found a peach in our refrigerator yesterday that was older than 3 weeks old. Time is flying by. And I hope your training is going well. So, let's do this extra mile, shall we?
Fellow runners, this is Steve from Oxford, Massachusetts, right in the heart of New England, and I'm out here on a Sunday morning getting a 16 miler in on a cool but very humid day. I feel like I'm out here swimming. Oh man, give me heat, I don't care, but I can't stand humidity. My training's been going pretty well. At least in the last week, I had some fantastic running sessions when it was less humid. And so I'm feeling pretty good and confident about it. I ran a 5 mile race on Labor Day, Monday, and that went really well. It's a very hilly course. I finished it in 41 minutes flat, so that was a good way to start the week. And then the next day on Tuesday, I ran 9 miles at an average of a 9:10 pace, which really felt fantastic. It was just a beautiful day for a run, and it felt easy. It felt really easy to get that run in there at around a 9:10 pace overall average. I took Wednesday off from running, but I went to my wife's spin class. It was brutal. And I enjoy spinning, but it's not as fun as running. However, the instructor for the class is a really great runner, and it's great working out with her because she really pushes you. So I'm glad I did it. On Thursday, I ran 8 miles at an average 9:14 pace. And then on Friday, I did 7 3/4 miles at exactly a 9:14 pace. So I'm running faster and I'm feeling more comfortable, provided the humidity is low. The humidity picked up on Saturday, yesterday. So I ran 8 miles at an average 10:09 pace. I am out here today doing 16, and I'm doing it pretty slowly. I'm gonna try to do the last 2 miles at a 9:10 pace, but we'll have to see. It's tough getting these runs in. I certainly wasn't motivated this morning. And then I had to drive around town and drop off some sports drinks and hide them in the woods. And you know, with the humidity like this, I'm just dripping with sweat. It's really, for me, I don't mind sweating. It's just trying to get a good breath. I just feel like I can't get enough oxygen in my lungs. And I have picked my official half marathon that I'm going to be running as part of the worldwide half marathon. It's going to be a full marathon, actually. And I'll either run the first half or the second half for my Fidipidations worldwide half. I'm going to be running the Bay State Marathon on October 14th up in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is where I set my personal record in the marathon a couple of years ago. So I'm really hoping for a repeat performance. We'll see how that goes. So that's about it for me. Hey, I really want to thank Kevin, Chris, and Nigel for putting together the Extra Mile podcast. I listen to you every weekend, and it's so motivational because it's great hearing all the other runners out there. I see how they're doing as they're training. And you really get a sense that we're all out here doing this together, and the Extra Mile podcast really does a fantastic job of making you feel that community. So I hope everybody will send Kevin and Chris and Nigel in some great audio feedback. Let us know how your training's going. And also, if I can be so bold, I really want to encourage Kevin and Chris and Nigel to continue with this podcast even after the Fidipidations Worldwide Half, because this really is an important motivational podcast. It gives you a true sense, much in the way that runners' blogs do, that you're not alone out there. I know I really appreciate it. And there have been days like today when I just did not feel like doing this, but I knew that I had the Extra Mile podcast in my MP3 player, and so that gave me something to look forward to, with a sense that, yeah, I'm out here in pretty much a rainforest right now, but I'm not alone, really. And it certainly feels that way when you hear all the voices from around the world. So thanks a lot, guys. I'll check in with you later. Best of luck to everybody in your training. We don't have far to go. Whether you're running the Kick the Couch 5K or the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon Challenge, this is Steve reminding you to think global, run local.
Hi everyone, my name is Maritza, and I'm really excited to be giving you my very first update on the Extra Mile podcast. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I'm currently training for the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon and for the New York City Marathon on November 4th. New York City will be my third marathon, and I decided to follow Fitzinger's 12-week plan. This is my first time trying Fitz, as I like to call him, and I'm really convinced he's trying to run me into the ground. before starting this plan, I probably averaged about 25 miles per week or so, and with Fitz, I hit 44 miles total last week, and I'm on track for 47 miles this week, which is week four. The peak is 55 miles, and although it sounded like a lot at first, Fitz doesn't really know what he's doing because I feel really good so far. It also doesn't hurt that all the miles really make me feel like a hardcore running chica. So that's it for me. Keep up the good work, everyone. Again, this is Maritza, and you can find me at marathonmaritza.blogspot.com. And have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Well, hello. Nigel here again with another training update for the Extra Mile podcast. The date today is the 7th of September, and it's just coming up to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm actually out on a lunchtime run. Well, it's slightly longer than a lunchtime run, actually, because I'm studying a very boring book at the moment for an exam. And so it's very easy to take a little bit longer rather than go back to reading that tedious book. Anyhow, training this week again has gone well. I reported last week I'd had a bit of a weight loss, which had helped, managed to keep that weight off. I've done this is my fourth run. I think I did five, a four and a six, seven today. Tried to put a bit of pace into a couple of the runs, and I'll probably do a 10 tomorrow or Sunday. So that should see me up into about, I think I'm projected for about 32 miles for the week, which is where I want to be. Got no injuries to speak of. I'm feeling pretty good, lots of energy, and I think I'm just going to concentrate on maintaining this. If I can maintain this form and keep up with a little bit of extra speed work here and there, I think I should be quite happy and hopefully turn in half decent performance for the worldwide half, which for me is only 4 weeks away now. I think it's 4 weeks on Sunday until I do the Congleton half marathon. So I'm in a pretty good position. Not trained as hard as I would have liked, but I'm feeling pretty good, pretty pleased. So that's pretty much it for this training update. Nothing new particular to report, pretty much more of the same. But if I can keep going like this, I should be very pleased. Anyhow, enjoy your running. Hope your training is going well and you're injury free. And I'll speak to you all again very soon. Take care.
Greetings, fellow runners. To quote Steve, this is Marcy from New York, coming to you on Labor Day, about halfway through a 6-miler in Central Park, doing a loop. Everybody's staring at me because I'm talking into a tape recorder instead of listening to it. But that's all right. Anyway, it's about 10:30 in the morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful day here in New York City. Sunny, breezy, temperatures in the mid to high 70s right now. But it actually feels kind of cool. Like I said, a beautiful day for a run. This is, here come the grass mowers. And there they go. Anyway, my first attempt at audio files while on the run. I hope my breathing isn't too annoying. Anyway, it was a good week for me training-wise. Did this loop on Monday as well. Tuesday, my team, Fred's team, did a hill workout. If you're familiar with Central Park, we were on Cat Hill, which is the hill by the boathouse. 12 repeats. Not easy. It was probably one of the most exhausting workouts we've ever done, because we did it in sets of three. So, up and down three times without stopping. Then you break. Then repeat three more times. And First set was easy. Second two sets, you were supposed to push the pace. And then the last set, you back off again. The idea being to maintain consistent speed each time. So if it takes you 2.5 minutes to get up the hill, that's what it should be. All of your easy ones. Because I mean, that was your easy pace. Etc., etc. Wednesday, I should have crossed trains, but I didn't. Thursday, the team had a step workout. We did that over in Riverside Park. We actually went to our alternate set of stairs, which are very steep, and we did lots of drills on the steps, one of which I'll share with you because it might be useful. It was called, it was modeled after a swimming drill, where we were given 45 seconds, and in that 45 seconds, you go up the stairs, down the stairs, and rest. At the end of the 45 seconds, you start back up the stairs, even if it took you 44 seconds to get up and down the stairs. So we did that, I think, 8 times. Pretty exhausting. And then we did a whole bunch of other stuff too, including running up a grass hill backwards, which was a whole lot of fun. Going backwards up the hills really helps your calves and your hamstrings. You really feel it in places you definitely don't feel it when you're running. It was a lot of fun. I love our team workouts. Everybody's very supportive. And it doesn't matter if you're the fastest or the slowest runner. The idea is to do it to the best of your ability. And that is... that's running, I guess. Friday, I had to spend the day inside waiting for a refrigerator to be delivered. So I decided to do my long run Friday afternoon to get out of the house. Did about 15 miles up and down Riverside Drive. Not the, you know, across the river, Riverside State Park, Riverside Park, all the way up to 125th, back down, and to Chelsea Piers. Up and down some of the piers just to see what's going on. And then back home. I think they're a little under 15, but two of the days we were supposed to do 15, I ended up doing 16. So I'm not going to kick myself. Plus which, this week I'm doing 20. So I can take it easy on myself for a quarter of a mile. Took the weekend off because my foot was bothering me. And now here I am, once again on Monday, doing a clockwise loop of the park. My right leg is bothering me a little bit. The back of my knee down, kind of tight. I'm starting to do a tempo run, but I think I must be allergic to speed. So I backed off a little bit, and my legs are feeling better. So, that's the story here from beautiful New York City. Hope everybody has a good week of training. And talk to y'all soon.
Hello everyone, it's Mike the Noob Runner, and I'm from Indianapolis. This is my first update to the podcast. I found it through Fidipidations. It's a pretty good podcast. I've heard all the episodes. A little about me, I started running last fall. A friend got me into it. I wasn't seriously training, maybe one or two times a week, getting junk miles in. Then I ran my first 5K in the spring, and I started training a little bit more, ran a few more 5Ks through the summer. And then in July, I started seriously buckling down and running about 3 to 4 times a week, which has really helped, you know, everything. I'm losing some weight, and I'm getting better race times and all that. I'm running my first half marathon in October. It's the 12th annual Indianapolis Half Marathon, and it's the weekend after the Fit Depredations Worldwide Half Marathon, but I think it's okay to count it, so that's what I'm going to do. It should be fun, my first half. Get, you know, finishing 2 half marathons in my first half marathon should be fun. My training, I've been following Hal Higdon's 12-week beginner's guide to the half marathon, and that's been going off and on. I haven't been following it too closely. I'm trying to now that I'm getting up to bigger long runs. Let's see, last Friday I ran a little over a mile because I was getting ready for vacation. We were in Wisconsin over Labor Day weekend. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get my run in on Saturday, but I ended up getting it in at about 6.2 with a mile through some woods and with some friends up there, and it was really good and had a lot of fun doing that. It was a good ending to my week. My total mileage was a little over 17 miles, which is the farthest I've run in a week so far, and it was a good jump start to my month, you know, getting a start off for the long run. I biked on Sunday about 7 miles, got some cross training, rested on Monday. Today I didn't run either. I was really tired from our trip. I may run tonight, I don't know. That's about it for my update. I'm recording this on my computer because I don't have a portable recording device yet, but I'm looking for one, and if I get one, then I'll start recording my updates while I'm running. You can find me at noob-runner.blogspot.com. It's noob-runner.blogspot.com. And you can look for me there, and I don't blog too often, but you can catch me there sometimes. That's about it. I hope everyone has a great training week, and see you next week.
Hello everyone, this is Kevin, and this is my weekly training update for the Extra Mile Podcast. My training has been going pretty good. Like I said last week, my mojo's back. I'm having a lot more fun. My running times are picking up. And things are going well. But what I'm really excited about this week is nothing to do with my training or how much it's improving. It's got more to do with the fact that I think I'm making some headway in talking my wife into running the Worldwide Half with me. For those of you who have hung around for the other 8 episodes, you will remember that my wife had a baby back in late March and was off running for, about a year, I think. Did a lot of walking, but no running. So I've been trying to get her to run this half with me. Now, my wife is a little Energizer bunny. She has more running ability in her little finger than I've got in my whole body. She can head out for any distance and just keep it up forever. But when I approached her about this a couple months ago, she just didn't have the desire. The other day, it sounded to me like she had gotten her mojo back. Headed out for a normal run of about 5 miles. And 8¾ miles later, came back in the house feeling like she could have kept going. And then, while we were talking last night, I made some comment about my long run on Friday. She said to me, "Well, aren't you going to do some long runs with me on the weekends?" Yeah, that's more like it. I'm rather excited about that. And although I never thought she listened to this podcast, I have a feeling she's starting to listen to it and doesn't want me to know. Hi, honey, I love you. Anyway, that's my update for the episode this week. Training's okay, but I may be talking my favorite running buddy into going to this Columbus half with me. I'll keep you posted. Have a good week, everyone.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Marathon Chris, and I am at mile 5.65 of my weekly long run. Today's Sunday, September 9th. I am now on the road to do 18 miles today. It's been a pretty good training week. Had some good runs. Last weekend, unexpectedly running further than I had planned. I was going to do 15, and I ended up doing 16. Then, during the week, I had a good 9-mile treadmill run midweek. Friday, I only ran a couple of miles. I ran that with my husband. Actually, we ran to the local elementary school to pick our daughter up from school. Took Saturday off, and here I am. Another weekly long run. So the training this week has been pretty good. Not as many miles as I had hoped to do, but I feel pretty good about it. It's been exciting to see how everybody has been getting their mojo back. People are having really good runs. Training's going well. And now that we're just 5 weeks away from the Fidip Nations Worldwide Half Marathon, I think we're all winding down towards the race. Just great. Hello there. This is Marathon Chris reporting at mile 4.42 on a hotel treadmill run. Call this a treadmill cast. As you can see, my weekly training is continuing in spite of my traveling ways. I ran 4 miles this morning and came back this evening to see if I can get another 5 or 6 in. Can't decide if I can make it 6 or not. I'd like to do 6. Pretty worn out today though. I'll just go easy and stop at 5. I won't be able to get up tomorrow and run again. Last week was another travel week. I got in a few treadmill runs there. And next week I get to stay home before leaving on another trip the following week. Gosh. I'm almost traveling as much as Adam Tinkoff these days. Except I don't get to go to exotic places like Italy or London. But that's okay. You gotta do what you gotta do. And as long as I can keep getting the miles in, I'll be okay for that Marine Corps Marathon, which is, less than 7 weeks away. precipitation toward my path is about 5 weeks away. So right now I've slowed down. You know, I tend to run on the treadmill. I don't take walking breaks, really. Not that often. So I'm going at a 12-minute mile pace, although I ran a bunch of it around 11-minute mile. Coming up on 4 3/4. I think I'm going to cut myself some slack and break it off after 5.
Good news. After complaining about how busy he was at work last week and not being able to help us out, I was able to track Crazy John down, play upon his guilty conscience for a submission this week. And I had had an idea of asking him a question, but John is so good, he can answer questions that I don't even ask. I was going to ask John a question about hydration and exactly how I know or how I could tell while I'm on a long run if I'm hydrated enough, if I have been drinking enough fluids. Then he sent me his submission, which you're about to hear, and he answered my question before I asked it. His submission has nothing to do with being hydrated enough during a run, by the way. But here's the answer to that question. If you can listen to John's submission coming up here next while you're running without laughing so hard that you wet your pants, then you are not hydrated enough and you should seek fluids immediately. Take it away, John.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm a joker and a smoker and a midnight. No, I'm not really a smoker or none of that, but I am a joker. So, in any case, Kevin, let me just reach in this mailbag here and... Oh. What's this? Ah! What the? Whoa! Holy polyester. I feel funny. Mommy! Hey, I got rhythm. Whoa, I'm having a bad dream. Hey, I have my whole pair of Etonic Street Fighters on. It's beginning to feel a lot like... Hey, Groovy! Oh my god, it's the 70s! Thank you, John. Jackson Keith with you here on this glorious afternoon for college football. And we have a humdinger of a hootenanny of a question this week from the home of the University of Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville. It was there that Terry Higgins asked us here at TEM Sports about running the day before a road race. Terry had noticed John advising a runner to run easy for 45 minutes the day before a road race, with a few striders thrown in. Terry was intrigued by this theory and wonders just what is the theory behind running the day before a road race? And what about 2 days before a road race? Do I rest then? Well, with the answer to this and all the 5K updates throughout the nation, we take it over to my esteemed colleague Howard Go Slow. Howard!
Well, thank you, Jackson, and hello again, everybody. Howard Goes Slow here, delighted beyond all measurable enthusiasm to be here with TEM Sports, the worldwide leader in worldwide half-marathon broadcasting. Our subject at hand, Terry Higgins, the gladiator of gravity at 10.53. He who traverses the Smoky Mountains with the light-footed aplomb of Baryshnikov at the Lincoln Center. His formidable acumen for distance running notwithstanding. Terry asks about the days before a road race. And this reporter, as always, has his answer. For when I tell you, Terry, that running easy for 45 minutes the day before a 5-kilometer test of intestinal fortitude keeps your legs loose and ready for the attack the next day, I'm just telling it like it is. Terry Higgins, you don't want to arrive at the line of commencement tight from a body that shut down the day before. Every inch of flexibility translates into seconds, if not minutes, on the road to glory. So do your striders, Terry, right now, and keep a bottle of H2O at your immediate disposal. All the rest you'll need, you'll get on Thursday, the properly prescribed day of relaxation following a harrowing week of training. But your warm-up starts on Friday, Terry, so keep to the plan with precision, and you'll have no regrets in the finisher's shoot that you just didn't get loose enough until it was too late. Further research indicates that a good run the day before can keep up your blood volume for the day in question. I have not seen empirical evidence to this effect, but I can tell you, my own best 10K time was achieved one day after waging war with the obstacle course on the TEM, Battle of the Network Stars. In summation, rest on Thursday, Terry, and sleep a full night's sleep. Warm up on Friday, Terry, and prime yourself for the thrills and drama of athletic competition on Saturday. Run steady, Terry, and now back to the race at hand behind my broadcast position, as we await the arrival of either Frank Shorter or Bill Rogers past this... No, wait! It's an underdog in denim cut-off shorts and Chuck Taylor high tops. Who is that? It's a runner, but not Jim. Right there! It's Kevin! Flying towards the sun like Icarus, it's the Cincinnati Strider! And on goes Kevin! On goes Kevin! A highlight to this reporter's career matched only by Olga Corbett's appearance on my ill-fated Saturday evening variety show. But alas, I do digress. So long, everybody, from TEM Sports.
Oh, those fire trucks. They're loud sometimes around here. Oh, look at the time. Oh, Kevin's going to kill me. Oh, I forgot to record something for the extra mile again. Oh, Kevin, I'm sorry. For mile 22 of the Boston Marathon, I promise I'll get you something next week, but in the meantime, be good to yourselves out there, won't you?
Thanks for sticking around for episode 9 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Special thanks this week to Steve and Crazy John for their updates. Also to our special newbies, Marcy, Maritza, and Mike. Steve brought up an interesting point that Chris, Nigel, and I have been thinking about lately.
Get on with it.
Trying! Particularly with the worldwide half quickly approaching, the question becomes, what happens to this podcast when that race is over? You know, when we put this together, our master plan was always to put together the best podcast we could, get as many listeners as we could, beg them for podcast alley votes, become the most popular running podcast in the world, parlay that into millions of dollars, initiate a hostile takeover of steverunner.com and Fitbitations, and then see where it went from there. But I guess we need a plan B as well. So we need some help here. And I guess our options are to pod fade away after the worldwide half. Maybe get it going again next year. Or to keep it up and ask you to continue not only subscribing and listening, but to continue submitting your training updates to us. It could be very interesting to see how each of us makes it through winter, makes it through our next phase of periodization, through the recovery phase, and eventually back to the building that base mileage again. So, if you would be so kind as to drop us an email, an audio, call the comment line, send a carrier pigeon, whatever. I think Nigel reads smoke signals. Just get us the word somehow on what you think. And once again, we all hope you had a great training week and things are going well as the worldwide half quickly approaches. We'll chat again very soon. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the show. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramile2007@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramile2007@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the Extra Mile Podcast. Are you ready to run? Are you ready to run the Fidipa Nation's Worldwide Half Marathon? On the weekend of October 13th and 14th, join the online running community around the globe in running the second Fidipa Nation's Worldwide Half Marathon. You can run this completely free event with friends, with your running club, or even on your own. You can enter an organised race near where you live or simply run your favourite 13.2-mile training route. This event is completely free and you are invited to join in this worldwide celebration of running around the globe. Visit www.worldwidehalf.com today and register to enter the Fidipa Nation's Worldwide Half Marathon. Think global, run local.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.